Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Do you have a Bible lying on the coffee table or on the nightstand by your bedside? If you do, and I suspect most of you do, how do you explain our reverence for a book whose last chapter was written more than 1,900 years ago? Why the Bible and not the writings of atheists, agnostics, secular humanists, and other unbelievers? Most of you have probably studied Shakespeare and Milton, either in high school or in college. Why do you not have the works of these great English authors near where you relax or sleep? What is there about the Bible which distinguishes it from all other books in the universe? The answer to that question is very easy to discover. The Bible claims to be, and the great majority of Americans believe it is, the inspired Word of Almighty God. The Apostle Paul told a young preacher, "But continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them, and that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or full grown, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." 2 Timothy 3:14-17. Did you know that the word translated inspiration literally means God breathed? That means, dear friends, that the Bible resting on your coffee table or on the nightstand by your bedside is the very Word of the God of this universe. When you pick up your Bible to read it or to study it, you are communing with the God who made you and before whom you will one day stand in the judgment. That Word, Paul says, provides all you need to know about God and about His will for your life. It enables you to grow into spiritual maturity and furnishes you completely unto all good works. The Apostle Peter affirmed that the prophecy of Scripture is not of any private interpretation. 2 Peter 1:20. The expression private interpretation means one's own unloosing. In other words, the books of the Bible did not come from men who decided on their own to write to churches and to individuals. How then did we get the Word of God? For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:21. How could any passage give us a higher view of the nature of the book we call the Bible? The Bible came to man by the very breath of God. The men who wrote the Bible spoke as the Spirit gave them utterance. But does the guidance of the Holy Spirit extend even to the words of Scripture? Actually, dear friends, there is no other kind of inspiration. If the words are not inspired, the message expressed in those words cannot be inspired. The Apostle Paul asked the Corinthians, "For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of God knows no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we, that is the apostles and other inspired writers, have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given unto us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but in the words which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual ideas with spiritual words." 2 Corinthians 2:11-13. When you read the Bible, you are actually reading what God wants you to know and to do. As God speaks to us in His Word, how could we ever wonder if He really means what He says? If you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord as revealed in the Bible, will you not do it today? Thank you, and may God bless you.